You're listening to the Cinemaniacs for June 7th, 2008. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees, cracking my knees. Okay, you grin fox, you bunch of fucking monkeys. Pretty pictures say. Did you listen to any shows yet?
No. I mean, yes.
Fuck out of here.
I listen to them every night.
Motherfucker. Even the one that you were on?
I was on two.
Two. Well, even the two that
you did
you
delete
on?
One? Because you keep saying one.
You're really bad in it, so yeah, we
so
deleted
just
that one.
Edited me out then? That one? Awesome. Seriously? No, I have not listened to it, but I will. Sure. In 2 years when I'm free.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Welcome back. This is the Cinemaniacs. My name is Walt. To my left is Jeff.
Hello.
In front of me is Lisa.
Hey.
Welcome back. And John, welcome back.
What's up?
What up, little man? Welcome back.
You're calling little.
You. Compared to me.
Everyone, elephant's small compared to you.
Was that supposed to be funny, motherfucker?
No, not anymore. It's only because Lisa's in between us.
If you saw my head right now, it's like playing Pong.
Oh, we
she looks like she's at Wimbledon.
We expected to have you on a few weeks ago, John, for your birthday, and as again, you ran out on us.
I don't know about ran out.
Snuck out like a bitch in the night.
It's like a backdoor man.
That's what she said.
But we did talk about you.
Oh, that's good.
And you probably heard it when you listened to those shows.
I did.
What did we
say about you?
That I was a very smart and strong young man. That was good.
You fucking liar.
I don't think either of those words were used.
Yeah.
But seriously, the Cinemaniacs is a podcast. We talk about movies, DVDs, entertainment news,
and
reviews.
And whatever else we come across.
Anything else.
That's right.
On today's show, we're going to be talking about movie 27 Dresses. This is like our romantic comedy week, I guess.
Okay.
27 Dresses.
Should have brought Pete over.
Yeah, our brother Pete kind of loves the romantic comedies more than a little bit too much.
He That's goes true. To romantic movies alone by himself over goes, and over
he
again.
Goes to chick flick. He goes to chick flicks sans dates, okay? Alone, solo. That's pretty funny.
Well, isn't his like favorite movie of all
yes.
time is How to Lose a Guy in 10
it
Days?
It absolutely is.
What? Really?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson is his favorite movie.
Yeah. Loves
and
it.
He's seen it like 27 times.
My all-time favorite movie.
No, we're not joking.
No.
When we
face.
Had heard about people downloading movies off the internet, which we don't advocate,
right?
That
I
was
did.
A movie that he tried to download.
Really?
The Maybe first thing that pops into his head is a romantic comedy with Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey.
Okay. So your brother's got a thing for old Maddie, huh?
Yes, it's not for Kate Hudson.
So then we're going to talk about Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which I think you said you did see with Pete. John.
Yes, with Pete, and I'll never see another movie with him again. We'll get into that.
And then I saw The Highlander.
You did?
Yeah, speaking of romantic comedies.
Yes, very romantic and so funny. Okay, yeah. Maybe it wasn't as funny, but some of the sequels were pretty damn funny. They didn't really mean to be, but...
That's true. Highlander yeah. 2.
When did
The Highlander 2?
There's a reason why that movie was so dark.
The crappening.
The crappening. Yeah.
That was so terrible. That movie, that second movie was so bad it spoiled everything for me. I can't even watch the original without going, ugh.
Uh-huh.
When did the original come out?
About 1985.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, a very fun movie. An interesting premise. Never been done before, you know. For its time, yeah. No, it was, and it was a blast. Had, really cool villain and, you know, cool sword fights and heads coming off and all kinds of crazy shit.
And it's got Sean Connery.
And it's got Sean Connery. Yeah.
Wasn't there a really popular TV show off that, too?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know if it was really popular. But
well, it was on
was
for a long
syndicated.
Time, wasn't it?
Yeah. I guess that makes it popular.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's not. I'm not asking you if you liked it. I'm saying
right.
people watched it.
I liked that show. I watched it a little bit here and there.
Okay.
Huh?
Pretty good show. But, you know, I'm a geek. So.
Never watched an episode.
Shout out to Bill.
Yeah, that's right. Our friend Bill, that's, you know, it's those are his favorite movies of all time, and he even confessed to liking the second one. Now, this was right after we saw it. This was 20 years ago after we saw it. He has since said that maybe that movie might not be as good as he thought it was.
Thank goodness, because I've been avoiding talking to Bill after seeing this movie.
You didn't like the first one?
I did not care for this movie.
Why? Okay.
Well, number one, it was silly. And number two is if anybody like John over here who hasn't seen The Highlander, I'm going to tell you a few things about it. And then hopefully by the time we're done, you won't go out and see it. First of all, Highlander came out, it was 1986, I said 85, it was 1986, directed by Russell Mulcahy, who recently did Resident Evil Extinction.
Mm-hmm.
Another Academy Award winner.
That's right.
He did do the second Highlander 2.
It is his fault.
And he also directed The Shadow. Other than that, he's done a few movies like Ricochet, you know, kind of straight to DVD type of things. You know, not bad movies, you know, nothing stands out.
Yeah, standard action stuff.
It stars Christopher Lambert. And we were talking before the show, Jeff, where you said...
Connor McLeod?
Connor McLeod.
Connor McLeod.
Okay.
Of the Clon McLeod.
And also Sean Connery, who's mm-hmm. a fantastic actor. You know, is retired now, but...
Yep.
What are you going to do? He's, like, thousands of years old or something like that. Actually, he's only a few hundred years old, I think.
Yeah.
He came from the medieval times. He found out that he was one of these...
Immortals.
Which means he can't die. Unless you chop off his head?
Exactly. Right.
Okay. So from the time that we meet him back in the medieval times, you have some arch enemy chasing him who's also an immortal, I guess.
Yeah.
And Sean Connery's an immortal?
Yeah. Basically, the idea is there are these immortals scattered all over the globe. And over the hundreds and hundreds of years, they are all inexorably drawn towards each other to do battle and eliminate one another until... The whole thing happens, comes to down to two guys, and then the last guy wins, becomes the one.
And that's what they said multiple times in this movie. There can be only one.
There can be only one. And I don't mean Juan.
Five or six of them run around this movie. I don't understand there can only be one. And more importantly,
well, they had to whittle it down to one.
No. More importantly, they've had how many sequels? Four sequels to the movie and a TV show. Well, they're not all about this Connor McLeod, so obviously there's more than one.
McLeod. There's Duncan McLeod. Yeah, Duncan McLeod was in the series.
Right away,
and
I hear there could only be one.
Totally, Gavin McLeod? Yeah, the unknown immortal.
Not Gavin unknown, he's a pretty popular guy.
Oh, I don't think they knew he was immortal.
Oh,
yeah. Gavin McLeod. You know, he's... I wonder how many sword fights he had to have on the love boat.
You remember the love boat?
Oh yeah, I watched it every day.
Love, exciting and new.
Which, by the way,
off
is
your head.
On DVD now.
Another run.
You guys are gonna make me throw up.
I can forgive the 80s-ness to it.
Yeah.
Because it was, and it had that keyboard.
Well, it had Queen did the whole soundtrack.
Music?
I do love 80s music, but there's certain 80s movies that are just so set in the 80s.
Right.
And this is one of them, to be sure. Yeah. I'll forgive that. But this was silly. I just didn't get it, I guess. Maybe back then if I had watched it. I tell you, this is what it's similar to. And I'm going to hate myself for saying this. But the first time that I saw The Terminator, which was about 1988, 1989, mind you, it came out in the early 80s.
Sure.
I didn't understand what the big deal with it was either. It was an okay movie. It was okay movie, but more importantly, I didn't understand why this guy was running around trying to kill everybody named this Sarah Connor thing. I just didn't. It's just like a horror movie. Guy going around killing people.
Did you watch the beginning when they told you what it was about?
Yeah, but I guess we didn't pay attention to it.
In 1988, he was just
So then, when you see Terminator 2, and you say, oh, that's the girl that he went back to, that's the guy, and the whole thing comes together, and it's this big epic saga.
Right.
Then I get it.
Cool. See, they actually did the same thing with the second movie, except they turned it all into shit. It was really amazing what they did.
Was that the one? I remember you saying there was one of them that anything that happened is just magic.
Magic. Yeah. Any kind of stupid little thing, if they couldn't come out with a way to get them out of a situation, how did that happen? Magic. Wow, that was great. Oh, yeah. No. It's you know what it is? It's the pitch black to... the Pitch Black Chronicles of Riddick is the same thing. You start off with a simple story. Everybody's on in this first Highlander movie. Everybody's on Earth, and they're immortal, and they fight on holy ground. And there's like a god immortality type thing to it. They took the second movie and made them all fucking aliens another fucking planet.
That's true.
They made them. Oh my god! And
so they're not immortal humans.
No, they're immortal aliens. And when And so what's his name? Connor McLeod has been the one for a billion years. He's been one for like 60 years because he's all mortal now and old. When one of the people from his planet show up at Earth, he becomes young and the whole fucking thing starts all over again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Oh, my God.
You didn't finish the agenda. Like, what else were we going to talk about? Well, we just got off on our Highlander tangent.
Well, that's phase one.
He's pretty passionate about his dislike for this film.
Had to get that in there.
I don't want to say a passionate dislike, but I was just very disappointed. So, yeah.
Well, if you want,
I'm not even going to give it 3 stars. I was going to say 3 stars. It's only 2.
You, I just don't get that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you're
going to say 3 stars.
Oh, I
hated this movie. I'll give it 3 stars.
Yeah, that means you liked it.
That's true. That's why I gave it 2.
He did say he'd give it 2.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but you were going to give it 3.
He wanted to be
you
nice.
You actually had to think about it.
He's a nice guy.
He wanted to be nice.
You're a little, nice guy little lenient.
Fickle.
Come on, man. Prick it up a little.
If it had more redeeming qualities to it, I could.
Yeah.
But even like the, I'm going to say sex scenes, not.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing to offer.
I don't remember the sex scenes. It's been like 20 years since I've seen it.
Yeah, same here.
Movie.
Yeah.
So, what about you? Do you remember it enough to rate it, Jeff?
Yes, 4 stars. I actually liked it a lot back then.
Lisa?
I probably would have given it 3 because I like that whole sci-fi reincarnation battle BS stuff.
Yeah. Well, like I said, at the time, it was a novel and original idea.
Exactly. The first time I saw it, I loved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, afterwards. And I think 2, like you said.
Just ruined.
I remember renting 2 and taking it home and watching it.
It raped everything.
Like,
we went to
the
theaters.
What the hell am I watching?
Oh, it was awful. So awful.
Yeah.
I went and saw it with Bill. We came out of it, and I'm just griping and bitching, and he literally looked at me and went, I liked it. And since then, we've never, ever, ever taken advice from Bill about movies. We're going to have to get him in here just so we could ream him for an hour.
That's about how I feel about Steve and Pete's recommendations. If they recommend it, probably not going to see it.
You got a Steve movie and a Pete movie.
Oh, man.
And a Bill movie.
Yep.
Well, John, speaking of Pete, you went to see Forgetting Sarah Marshall with Pete.
We did. First time I've been to the movie with my brother Pete in years. I can't even remember the last time it was. And I know he goes to movies a lot by himself, so I didn't know if he knew any kind of etiquette, movie etiquette. And apparently there's this new phenomenon now where even if it's your brother or your best friend, best guy friend, you can't sit next to each other in the theater. There's something so gay about sitting next to your best friend watching a movie, apparently.
What do you mean, like you sat down next to him and...
No, I mean I sat down and he sat down 2 seats away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's your brother.
And this isn't the first time it's happened. My best friends will sit away from me. So, like, either I have a body odor problem or they just don't want to sit next to another guy.
Yeah, you always smell pretty good to me.
It is a crazy new feeling in the homophobic man category, I guess. I don't know why they do it. I have no problem sitting next to my best friend to watch a movie. I'm not going to touch him. I just don't want to go to movies by myself. I don't know. Anyways, so he sits 2 seats away, so I'm already in the full, almost full theater alone, basically, because I'm now a social outcast at a movie by myself, so that's weird.
Watching a chick flick.
Yeah, watching a chick flick.
It looks like 2 single guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We might as well hook up after the movie.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. No, hold on.
It's like some of the Red Rock.
We're getting ahead of ourselves because you just said Forgetting Sarah Marshall is a chick flick.
Well, no, it's a romantic comedy.
Well,
it's not even a romantic comedy, really.
Well, if you've got a bunch of guys at a romantic comedy,
it's more just comedy.
Yeah,
it has some romance in it, but it's more just comedy.
Judd Apatow movies. Those are guy movies.
They are. It's mostly a guy movie, yeah. No, it was great.
Although, I have to say, now that you said that, is that Knocked Up is getting a classification as a chick flick.
Oh, hell
no. I'm surprised.
Well, the second half of it was pretty emotional. I mean, yeah, chicky. Well, I was going to say, like, feminine, but...
emotional.
Yeah, the second half of it was pretty... chicky.
Okay.
Not that I don't like it. I liked it a lot. But
why don't we say modern day metro masculine?
Sure, metro. I don't think metro and masculine go together, but.
Well, modern day masculine.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah, we're sitting there, and during the opening credit, not even opening credits, during the previews, Pete is texting and using his bright, gigantic BlackBerry the entire 15-minute preview session. Tick, 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 tick. Texting away, and it's loud as hell and annoying everyone. So I lean over and tell him, dude, what are you doing? He says, nothing. And he continues to text. The movie is about to start. Credits are rolling in. Music's playing. And he's still texting. So I lean over. So put the fucking thing away. And then he waits a minute and then puts it away.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pulls it out halfway through the movie again to text away in this bright colored screen. And he can't understand why after the movie I'm upset that he is completely inconsiderate to everyone around him and behind him. Because when, I don't know about you guys, but when you're sitting anywhere behind someone with a bright phone, especially with a bigger screen,
yeah,
you see it. As soon as they pull it out, you're watching the screen. There's a giant bright light below you. You're going to look.
No, that's right.
It ruins an entire scene for you sometimes when they just have it sitting there.
Even those guys that come walking through with their little lights.
Yeah, that bothers me too.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know why they do that.
So, yeah, you totally didn't handle that, right?
It's a miserable experience with my brother.
Well, I got to tell you, all you had to do was threaten his life. You just simply threatened to kill him. And he puts it away. I went and saw Indiana Jones with him. He started whipping that thing out during the credits. I'm like, dude,
Hold on, he whipped it out during the credits?
No, during the previews.
He whipped it out during the credits.
Whipped that BlackBerry thing out during the previews. I don't give a shit about you whips that out. That thing doesn't glow. That thing doesn't get in my fucking eye vision, all right? It's fine. Yeah, look, you guys at the movies, you want to whip your junk out. I don't really give a shit. As long as it doesn't glow. Fucker glows, though. I'm taking it. Anyway, and that's what I told him. I said, you know, you whip that out during this movie, I'm going to fucking kill you. And it worked. You know, so.
Yeah, it didn't work for me.
Yeah, death threats, dude. Death threats are always.
So we're watching this great movie. Sarah Marshall was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Aside from all the penis that was in it. Other than that, it was very, very funny and very good in every way. And this asshole's texting the whole movie. Not the whole movie, but I mean a couple times, and it was.
Okay.
Certainly,
but it didn't ruin the movie for you.
It ruined the experience.
The experience,
for sure.
But the movie,
but no, the movie,
the movie itself. Let's get to the movie itself.
The movie was very good.
Yeah,
The first half, it was a lot like, in my opinion, Knocked Up, where the first half was very, very funny and guyish, where it was crude, hilarious, Judd Apatow humor. It was great. And the second half's more emotional, lots of relationships, feelings, and you know, things go on. It was great. All of it was fantastic. There was the guy funny parts. There was the girl funny parts. There was everything. The beginning was full of penis, though.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. What's that about? Is that like full frontal heaven?
Yes, they showed, I forgot the guy's name, but the main character, they showed his junk like 4 times in the first 10 minutes.
Jason
Segel, who's very funny. I love that guy.
He co-wrote the movie.
Did he really? Oh,
yes.
Interesting. And the short fat kid, who's, I think his brother or something, he was very funny in that also.
How was Mila?
She was gorgeous.
She is so cute.
That's really all I can say. Because, I mean, she's cute in the show, the 70s show.
Well, she is. And that 70s show, she also has really good comic timing.
She was annoying as hell in that show.
Oh, was that Mila Kunis? Perfect.
But that's her character. I mean, she did a great
job.
But in the movie, Mila Kunis, yeah. But unlike the show, she was supposed to play a sweet character in this movie. She did a great job. It was amazing.
Well, good.
And you fall in love with her. She's beautiful.
That's great.
Yeah.
She was America's Psycho, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
They actually made it, yeah.
But... Well, they even have a third one.
They made a third one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But Mila Kunis, she's not Sarah Marshall.
No. Sarah Marshall is a short blonde girl who's his girlfriend, who's also
Kristen Bell,
yeah. She's also very hot, but not anywhere near as hot as Mila Kunis in this movie. Hmm. She is his girlfriend. They break up because, you know, whatever reason. She's a big movie star or TV star. And so he tries to get away from his problems and issues with her because he's all depressed now, of course. So he goes to Hawaii on vacation alone, which is already funny. You know, everyone's there on their honeymoons and things. So there's tons of jokes about that, obviously. It's very easy to do a joke about a single guy on vacation in Hawaii for no reason. Well, she's there with her new boyfriend, who's also a musician, like a worldwide star. And so, of course, you know, that's just funny.
And the hilarity ensues.
The hilarity ensues. They get the rooms next to each other, not on purpose. But it's just everything about it was great. The fat kid, can't remember his name. He's from Superbad. The big
Jonah
fat
Hill.
Kid. Jonah Hill. He was awesome. He was
always.
Always. Oh, yeah. He's great. He was obsessed with Sarah Marshall's new boyfriend, the singer. I mean, obsessed like in a stalker, scary, gonna kill you and wear your face kind of way.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. Mila Kunis was just gorgeous. She was great. I mean, I always thought she was pretty, but really stepped it up in this movie. She was fantastic.
You talked about the penis nudity. How about the other?
No female nudity at all. Just lots of penis.
I mean, even Knocked Up had full frontal female.
Let me think. Oh, well, they did have a a Polaroid picture, which was supposed to be Mila Kunis's boobs, but I don't think it was her. You really couldn't see the face very clearly. And even if it was probably Photoshopped or whatnot. But, I mean, they were nice, but I don't think it was her. So, we should probably check that out somehow.
And so then your star rating?
I haven't thought about a star rating.
As listeners know, right, we use a 5-star rating scale here. No half stars, just like Netflix and Amazon.com do.
I'm not sure if I want to give it a 4 or 5. It was very good.
But just not
did you really ever. Like it, or did you love it?
Well, it was pretty great. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 5 because it was great.
5 stars he loved for it. Forgetting yeah. Sarah Marshall.
He loved all the he now, loved all the penis.
As a shock to me because...
I love the penis.
It was written Stop and it. Directed by the guy who wrote Fun with Dick and Jane with Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess he's gotten better.
Yeah, he was disappointed by that one.
Couldn't have done
well, he heard the title and was, you know.
He thought porno.
Yeah,
more oh, penis.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Wow, 5 stars for getting Sarah Marshall.
That was great. Well, I mean, it's in between, but we don't give half stars, so I'll give it a 5. I'll bump it up because Mila Kunis is just so damn hot.
Wow.
Plus, it was in Hawaii. You know, my my love of Hawaii.
Right. The great time that you spent there just came crashing down.
Crashing like the waves.
And you still love it. That's great.
I love the state and the people. I don't love the experiences. But
okay.
For another time. Before we get on to our next film, I just recently heard that they are doing a remake of Bad Lieutenant starring Nicolas Cage.
No way.
No way.
And my obligatory question is, what is Bad Lieutenant?
Oh, my God.
Bad Lieutenant is a Harvey Keitel movie. Back in,
that you're cute, dude.
Early
90s. Well, Harvey Keitel has got to be pretty good, but...
Oh, it's an experience.
It's a good...
It's an experience, like what he just said.
Experience.
Yeah. You might be scarred.
You'll love it.
Oh, boy.
Scarred like fire extinguisher scarred? Or
yes, exactly.
Somewhat. Yeah, somewhat.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle that.
Oof. Act like you're...
That fire extinguisher still gives me nightmares.
Yeah, no.
He's talking about the fire extinguisher scene, which takes place in the beginning of
Irreversible,
French movie told
First
in a
five.
Way like
by Gaspar Noé.
Yes,
I'll never watch another French movie as long as I live. Ever.
First 10 minutes.
That was a
just scar you.
That
for
was
life.
A fucked up movie.
The most walked out of movie of 2000.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Yep. Yeah, you guys, you ever want to actually have a movie make you nauseous? Watch this movie.
Just seriously. Watch that clip.
Do you know that he actually, in the beginning of the movie, mm-hmm. he played the sound to make
that
you nauseous?
Yeah, exactly. No, no, and then, I gotta tell you, I mean, I hated the movie, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
I fucking hate that movie, but it's amazing.
It's very graphic.
It's brutal. It's a brutal assault on the senses, man. It's just hard, you know?
And that's not even, I mean, that is a brutal scene, but it gets worse.
Oh no,
yeah,
that's
I
what
know.
I'm saying. No, the whole movie itself is just messed up, man. It really, and it, even when it's peaceful towards the end, it just gets worse. And just like, oh my god.
And that's 2002, which is before all the torture porn movies started coming out.
Oh my god, yeah. No, he's
cutting edge.
Yeah,
I do have some movie news, sort of. I told 4 friends in my class that were non-Mormons. There's not very many non-Mormons in my class. To watch Old Boy because of how great I thought it was, and they all went out and got it. I don't think they've all watched it yet, but I'm waiting to hear reviews.
What do you mean they went out and got it?
Well, they like rented it, or it's in their queue, or they.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or
would
they,
that be to the gentleman that we met at your birthday?
Yeah, actually, Andy with the goatee, the uh-huh. older guy.
They're not the Mormon guys.
No, I said non-Mormons.
Non-Mormons.
Yeah, right.
No, you want to start recommending that to the Mormons.
Oh, yeah, they'll love it, yeah.
That's why I was
That's a wholesome. Really. It's a wholesome family movie. That's what you tell them.
It's all about converting.
That's right.
Somehow, Andy brought up something about Korean movies.
Oh, yeah.
Out of nowhere. He just brought it up, and I said, oh, I saw a Korean movie. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So, that was it. Koreans and then I'm waiting to hear it. I'll let you guys know as soon as I hear.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they like it all as much as we did.
Yeah, I don't think we've said that in a podcast. It's been a while since we've said that in a podcast. Old Boy is one of the greatest movies ever made.
It really is.
It was awesome.
Love that friggin' movie.
Definitely stands out.
One of the very few actual foreign films I've ever seen, and it was amazing. I say actual foreign films because Crouching Tiger and things like that are not, to me, actual foreign films because they're more Americanized, you know, kind of.
I believe Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's in a foreign language.
No, but I mean, it's filmed The director is Chinese.
It was made in China. Yeah.
I mean, how much more foreign can you get?
Well, I'm talking like just not released in America.
Well,
kind
just
of foreign.
It got popular.
Yeah, no. Just because they had a budget marketing. And got popular, yeah.
There was some really good marketing as far as.
Yeah.
I mean, like, is Old Boy the same as Crouching Tiger? I mean, that's like a huge movie. Old Boy wasn't released in America, right?
It wasn't as popular. But
do you understand what I'm saying? Released when widespread release in America. I don't consider that an actual foreign
film.
That
might be because of the Academy Awards, because if it was brought up for Best Foreign Language Film and it's toward the end of the year and it's for the Academy Awards, then, yeah, it gets marketed out to the American public.
Like House of Flying Daggers, all those movies, you know.
I don't know.
Those are all foreign
They're all foreign
those
films.
Are all foreign films.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they're made in another country for another country, you know,
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
In that foreign country's language.
Do I need to repeat myself how I feel?
If you're
going to
tell me
actual
that
Apocalypto film
is not a foreign film, okay, I would agree with you.
There you go, exactly. It's in a foreign language, like, probably filmed in a foreign country. Is that a foreign film? No. It's an American film.
Or Snatch.
Or at least
I mean,
an American,
American
type
time?
Of film. Yeah, but you can
see that Flags of Our Fathers. Not Flags of Our Fathers. What's the other one called?
Letters from Iwo Jima.
Letters from Iwo Jima. That's not a foreign film. It's an American director.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Yep. But if you're making a movie,
I'm talking about like whatever that one movie with Paz Vega was that you talked
Spanish?
About. You saw it. No.
Oh no,
the
no,
foreign
no.
one.
Sex and
the
Chia.
Yeah.
That's not a foreign film. I mean, it's
right.
like no one in America's ever heard of it. You know what I mean? It's a foreign film. That's what I'm talking about. Not a gigantic hit.
Closed-minded Americans haven't heard of the film. That makes it a foreign film.
If the average American will say that, yes.
I'm going to say closed-minded.
Okay, you say that.
Yeah.
So the Bad Lieutenant you were talking about,
yeah, what is that
remake
slated to come out?
Wow,
2009.
Really?
Yeah.
Early or late?
I don't know the exact release date.
Mark it on your
With
calendar,
Nick
John.
Cage.
You're gonna
What's
get some.
The?
You're gonna get some Nick Cage penis.
Oh yes, penis.
I can't believe that.
What's it about? What's the Bad Lieutenant about?
A bad lieutenant.
A very bad lieutenant.
A very very bad lieutenant.
That's appropriate.
Police lieutenant.
Police lieutenant.
Okay. Yeah. And.
You will be watching it next week.
All right. Who's in that?
Oh, Jesus, man. We're
within the next 2 weeks.
We're going to have to see that thing on your huge television.
I know, huh?
Dude, that's not
that's
right,
gonna
man.
That's going to be sick. You're going to be in church after that,
fucking
man.
Fucking scar me, man.
Huge penis?
Okay.
Just bad penis. Bad lieutenant penis.
Bad lieutenant penis.
What,
on a 73-inch screen.
Who's in that?
Harvey Keitel.
Harvey Keitel.
Oh, he's the bad lieutenant?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know, I want to say that Jennifer Aniston's in it, but
what?
It's not Jennifer Aniston. There's some in one of the scenes where it portrays two females.
Yeah, now we're talking.
One of them is a kind of a high profile female now in the acting.
Angelina?
I don't know, but I overheard that somewhere.
When did that movie come
in
out?
The past. Excuse me?
When did that movie come out?
When did it come out? Oh,
early
God.
To mid-90s? 92.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The new one is directed by Werner Herzog, who did the Grizzly movie.
Right.
And then a couple of other, a few other movies, of course. Big movies. Fitzcarraldo was a big one.
Yeah.
So why are they remaking it if the first one was good? If it was so good?
Because it was a small independent movie nobody saw.
Yeah.
So
now it's getting a budget.
With Nicolas Cage.
Okay,
and his penis.
And sometimes those
they don't have a release date for
people
it other
go
than
back
2009.
And revisit the
You're gonna start filming
editions.
It late summer.
Right on.
So it's pre-production right now. Hmm. But I saw that and I was like, "Whoa,
it's kind of strange."
It is.
Yeah.
So, and actually, Nicolas Cage. I think I was looking him up to see what he's got coming out
right.
because I'm kind of a fan of Nicolas Cage right now.
I still am. I mean, he's shaken my confidence a few times with a few things, but I still love the guy and.
Yeah.
You know, I want to. I always want to see him do well.
And he has a movie coming out in a few weeks. Is Bangkok Dangerous,
right?
Which is a remake of a Thai film,
right?
Which we actually will be getting here to see.
Good.
It's a foreign film for you to see there, John.
Yeah, Thai film.
Or is there Thai
from
penis
from Thailand? I don't know. We can only hope.
Okay, let's move on.
You should have said we won't be able to see it. I set you up for that one. Nobody? All right.
I don't need you to set me up.
I'm a little slow. And I noticed that if I'm not quick or loud enough, I get fucking talked over.
Sorry, what was that?
Exactly.
I don't know what you mean.
Or we just ignore you.
It's just like
I don't know what you're talking about. You know,
when all
things
you
happen
are
and we fucking just talk right over you.
Yeah, it says Bad Lieutenant.
Oh.
Must cue.
Hmm.
I'll go cue it up for you.
Cue it.
Okay, so we are going to talk about 27 Dresses.
Yay.
Which was directed.
Which is 26 more than Walt has worn.
I keep telling you, it's 25 more.
Oh, sorry.
I think.
I forgot about
24.
How would you know? You were drunk.
And what were you doing?
I don't know. I was drunk.
Holding the camera.
I really don't think I've ever worn a dress while I was drunk.
Oh.
That makes a lot worse, actually.
Upskirt.com.
Well, okay, then.
Moving along.
I was counting, but okay.
Hey.
So, what? Oh. 27 Dresses, directed by Ann Fletcher, who directed Step Up. All the people out there. John, you saw that, right?
No, I did not. You're Give me right. a little more credit than that, please.
I figure that's like Too Fast, Too Furious. Step Up, same movie.
Come on.
Not you even saw close. It.
But written by Aileen Brosh McKenna, who wrote Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
Which was not a bad movie.
No.
Oh, I like that movie.
That's all right.
She also wrote Laws of Attraction, which was a great movie.
Was that with Pierce Brosnan and that was
Catherine
Zeta-Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that one.
It just came out earlier this year. This 27 Dresses out on DVD, and we watched it in Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. And you know what I got to say to this Blu-ray? You know my son, he got a DVD that they made in their school, and they brought home, and he made the cover for it, the DVD cover. And it's like the second grade class, it says, in Blu-ray. You know how he spelled Blu-ray?
Huh.
My second grade finishing son? Capital B-L-U dash capital R-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
The way it should be. The way a second grader even knows how it's supposed to be spelled.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you bringing that up?
Because the Blu-ray people spell it capital B-L-U dash little r-a-y.
Yeah, and when they refer to, in all their manuals, when they refer to the disc, they call it the BD.
Oh, right. My God.
What the fuck is a BD? We're looking through
BD
the thing. Well, what
ROM.
Is a BD?
What the heck
BD
is
ROM?
A BD?
Yeah, what's a BD-ROM?
I guess in their mind, Blu-ray disc is what it is. Blu-ray is one word. Disc is another word.
Blu-ray disc ROM.
That is retarded.
Thank you. Exactly.
Now, I love the format. And
yeah, that's really the only complaint.
I just think they're marketing, their spelling, and whatever.
Anyhow.
Anyways, it's 27 Dresses. Of course, stars Katherine Heigl.
Heigl?
Heigl.
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 Heyman.
The girl from...
I was going
to
say. High
five. Nice.
The girl from Knocked Up.
The girl from Knocked Up. There we go.
What's the TV show she's on?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Me neither.
I saw it once.
And?
Apparently she cries in every episode. That's
well,
what I'm told.
She doesn't cry in her films.
Yeah, she doesn't cry in the films.
Oh, she's hot. I like her a lot.
So here's a girl who's been maid of honor at so many people's weddings.
27
of them. She also does all the wedding arrangements and setting up.
Right.
What do they call that? Wedding planner?
Yeah. She loves planning weddings. Since she was a little girl, she loves doing the wedding stuff.
And she's never been able to get married herself.
That's
See,
right.
This sounds like the corniest movie ever, so I'm wondering. I'm really anxious to hear how you guys rated it. Because all the, I'm sorry, Lisa, all the build-up just sounds so corny and like
Well, one of the reasons why she hasn't found a guy herself is because she's in love with her boss.
Mm.
Right.
And not giving anything away because it happens pretty early, her sister comes to town, falls in love with the boss. The boss falls in love with the sister because the boss never knew that.
Yeah. Her little crush's secret, of course.
Right. So now she's got to plan her sister's wedding. She's going to be maid of honor in to the guy that she loves.
Right.
Meanwhile, there's a reporter guy out there who found out that she's
Cyclops.
Been wedding James Marsden.
James Marsden.
Yep.
Who's been who was really cool.
Yeah.
He was great.
He was great in it. Yeah, yeah.
This guy, I got to see more movies with him in it. Anyways, he finds out that she's been maid of honor so many times, but that he's and the wedding planner stuff. He's going to be following this wedding from the early planning stages to its due. But he also wants to do a story on her.
Wants to do a story on her, exactly. And then the hijinks been, you know, ensue.
Right. It's worth watching. Hmm. It is. It's a cute movie.
Very,
a lot of fun.
Some very funny dialogue. Good acting all around. Just, you know, everybody was great in it.
I think it was good acting. Like I said, James Marsden, he was great. I've been watching him for a long time.
Ed Burns.
And when they played
Ed
off
Burns.
Each other, Ed Burns was the boss.
Ed Burns. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he awesome. Was the boss? Oh.
Yeah, he was the boss. He's
Ed Burns
awesome.
Is awesome.
Yep.
That plot, like you said, it was pretty thin.
It was a thin plot.
Yeah,
but
it sounds like a
paper
thin.
No, that's what I'm saying. The setup for it sounds really corny, but there's some decently funny lines in there, and it's fun.
You know, movies like Runaway Bride.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was way better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, now see, Runaway Bride to me was fantastic. Dermot Mulroney was in that, right?
And, no, that's my best friend's wedding.
No, it was Richard Gere.
That was the triumphant return of Julia Roberts and Richard Gere after Pretty Woman.
The one you're thinking of is the redhead. What is her name? From Will and Grace. Do you remember that?
Oh.
I like that movie.
Is that The Wedding Date or something?
Yeah, The Wedding Date. I like that movie.
Okay. I don't think I saw that.
The Wedding Date.
It was not very good.
That was cool. I liked it.
No. My Best Friend's Wedding, that's what I was thinking about. You're right. Runaway Bride, not disappointing. It's supposed to be the comeback with Richard Gere,
Best
Julia
Friend's
Roberts.
Wedding, I just thought was just okay.
And I love my Best Friend's Wedding. And that had the other guy in there, the tall guy, Ideal Husband guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
he plays a gay guy a lot.
Right.
In that movie, he was gay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's great. I know who you're talking about. He hung out with Madonna.
Yeah, he was in the movie with Madonna.
Oh.
He was gay there, too.
That guy's great. I love that guy. What was that guy's name? George?
Rupert Everett.
Rupert Everett.
Rupert.
Now, Rupert is great.
Rupert.
Yeah.
But My Best Friend's Wedding had Julia Roberts and Dermot Mulroney.
Right.
That movie was a million times better than this 27 Dresses. Very disappointed in 27 Dresses. And you guys were laughing. I sat there and I
laughed my ass off. I had a good damn time. Like,
they're laughing. And yeah.
It was a fun movie to me.
Yeah.
And I liked that it wasn't too long or anything like that. And it wasn't all preachy and fucking ball baby-ish like some of those others.
It wasn't preachy and it wasn't crybaby-ish and stuff.
Yeah.
No, it was fun.
No. It wasn't very realistic in some parts.
No.
I understand what you're saying.
It was a nice way.
But like I was telling you, where the girls in the bathroom scene.
Right.
Yeah, that's realistic. And some of the little scenes that they take you to are realistic. But yeah, as far as the premise, like you were saying, paper thin, John, mm-hmm. I understand that. But you're going there to have a good time, not be depressed about some stupid girl wanting to marry her best friend and he's getting married to somebody else and blah.
Did Hegel look really hot in the movie?
Is she cute?
Again, I would say no.
Really?
No.
Compared to
Knocked Up is the only other thing that I can remember seeing her in. I know she's been in other things and other things that I've seen, but most recently Knocked Up, she looked a lot better than she did in this movie. It was disappointing. But you know what that means.
You gave
three
it three
stars.
Stars.
Three stars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really big foot, John.
There you go.
You are a harsh taskmaster.
Well, what did you give it?
Fucking Hollywood sees you and they come running. Oh, no, he's going to give us three stars. He hates us. I gave it three stars because I liked it.
Okay.
As appropriate. The rating is appropriate.
Lisa?
Ditto. The same thing.
All right.
Now, I did not hack the movie up like you did. You say you don't like it, and then you go and give it three stars.
I said I was disappointed in it. I wanted it to be great, and I'm watching it. I'm getting
frustrated. You want every movie to be great.
Well, this one
I watch movies hoping they're terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Your spectrum, Highlander, 27 Dresses, come on.
Right, I gave Highlander 2 stars because I didn't like it. And I gave this one 3 stars because I liked it.
Okay.
Okay.
And you gave it 3 stars because you liked it.
Because I liked it.
You gave it 3 stars because you liked it.
Yeah. I gave Highlander 4 because back then I really liked it.
A week or two ago we were having the same discussion where maybe it was Indiana Jones. And we both gave it 4 stars, but yours was more enthusiastic than my 4 star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this week.
Really? Already?
Already.
Damn.
So, with that, have a good night.
Good night.
See you.
Night.
I was just getting warmed up. Say, walk your space in out. So, why don't you shut up, baby? You keep skipping. I'm freaking out. Yeah. Say, walk your space in out. Shut up, baby. You keep skipping. I'm freaking out. Yeah.
Do you have any movie news or information that you want to pass out?
My fat ass is breaking this chair. What's that all about?
You get the good chair and you're
going to
break it?
Oh, this is a good chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, my chair.
Yeah, I got like the worst piece of shit in here and I'm holding strong. What the fuck is your problem?
That's a good chair. Right
I must
here.
Be
That's
getting fat.
Samsonite chair.
Movie news? What'd you ask me? Movie news?
Yes.
Well, I got nothing.
Movie news.
Booby news.
He didn't say movie news. He said booby news.
Booby news.
Mm. Before about, we get on penis news. Oh, he's got a lot of that, folks.
You have a lot of penis news?
Indeed.